comments. It's not going to be in my ear. Right, we're live. Right, as well. So we've just been talking about my beard. This is. Is this really we're off topic or is this back? I'll tell you what, until Fingy comes in, let's have it back. Wait, hang on. Oh, where's the good one? Was that what it was? Was it that?
Just leave it, lad. Come on.
If Jack comes in, we'll change it back to the other one. But this is it for now. Fuck them all. They've all let us down. It's just me and John.
Yeah.
Fucking Aaron's not even replied.
The OGs had.
And then it's just me. Yeah, this is it. We should have been anywhere. Three people watching. This is going to be the worst podcast of all
time. I'm kicking about that. I'm not having people judging me with by the same standards. I'm here. I mean,
do you know Terry?
Nah, who's Terry?
Terry says leg the Allerton head.
What? Who said that? How does he know?
You obviously Terry's a big fan, mate. He must have watched the other ones.
Who's this Terry?
We've just been talking about my beard, me and John. Where's Terry from? Terry's a Scouser. I think he's. Do you know what? I don't know, but if I'm going to guess, I'm going to say Dingle.
I'm half Dingle. Half Dingle. Yeah.
How?
That's where my dad's whole family are from.
Dingle?
Yeah.
I thought Dingle's all black people.
No.
Have I made that up? Oh, no. The only person I know from Dingle's called Eddie, and he's white. What am I talking about?
Talk stuff's next door, innit?
Maybe I'm thinking of that then, yeah. Driving.
Are you calling him on?
I thought you were on about Emmerdale when you're on about Dingle. I swear to fucking God, mate.
Anfield. Oh, what an easy shout. Terry scares me, you know. Anfield.
Who would you want to be from, Josh? Anfield or Allerton?
I'd rather my kid grow up in Allerton, but I'd probably rather be from Anfield.
Why?
Because you just, South Liverpool's. I've never met a person for South Liverpool who's not a bit posh.
Nothing posh about me.
You're posh, bro.
Why?
You're gaffing everything, posh.
Oh, fad.
You are, and everyone from South Liverpool like proper mummied, and you are mummied.
Yeah, I am mummied, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Right, so this was supposed to be a We're Off Topic episode 2. We may as well stop with fucking Domino and Max. At least they they're here every week. Not this. These two fucking cowboys. We've got Jack, who started a new job, who says, let's push it back to half eight. All right, we'll push it back to half eight. I'll tell you what, even better, Jack, we'll push it back to 9 o'clock. What do we have? Yes, SP. We're still fucking late for 9 o'clock. Where's Jack? How can you not be ready for that fucking 9:15 at night, mate? We're finishing in 40 minutes. He's not even here.
Manx for you, innit? Don't trust
him. This is going to be a terrible one. But so anyway, about the beard. How do I get rid of the patches? Because I promise you, if you go and look at live chats, any live chat between September and November, there's no patches. It's a thick beard.
When's your live chat? Sunday?
Sunday, but I think I might be on Friday.
I'm campaigning for you to just have hair there.
Yes, Supreme. Yes, Mike. I'm never going to do it. Mike's here. Supreme's here. At least we've got a few of the boys here. But yeah, so this is it's saying John and Joshua. I was just fucking about that. Should we put the thing back on? Ooh, look at this.
Nice.
How sick's this what I've made for myself so that even though I'm late, people know it's coming. That's the best.
Who's SP?
I can't wait for the live chat. What's up?
Who's SP?
SP? I don't know. SP's friend. He's in the live chat all the time. Yes, Jamie. Yes, Green. Oh, they're all in. Who's the John Ed Woogs? Who's John? He is called John as well. We're the boys. Hi, John, my favorite Lunos. Do you know what? How bad is it? When we started, we were off topic and we had me, Max, Dom, and John. I always thought John would be the, like, do you know, like the clickable blue who just said wild, outlandish stuff? And I'm glad that you're not, and you are well better for not being. I feel like we won't be mates, but you are not that blue.
So,
did everything not play this weekend then?
Nah, we haven't played for ages. We don't play.
That's how you played.
You're testing me now. Was it United?
Opinions on the Munich grass in. Do you know what? Bad. I've just seen that. And do you know what? I like her as well. What's her name? Mel or something. I think she's quite sound. Spoke to her a few times and she's said some like nice things. Stuck up for me a few times in arguments and that. But that is bad, you know. Especially like, I get it. Yeah, if you're a United fan and you feel a certain way about Liverpool fans doing like Munich chants and music, Munich gestures, and you grass on Liverpool fans, fair enough. Like, I think it's wrong and I think it's weird, but fair enough. And if you're a Liverpool fan and you do it the other way around, like that fucking bold, weird, if you're stupid enough to that bold idiot, doing all them gestures. You deserve to get in trouble. And I appreciate like people grassing him up, but I'm not sure if she can sit there and grass up one of her own fans. That is very weird to me.
Is that what's happened?
A Liverpool, yeah, girl. And I think she's sound as well, which makes it even madder.
Yeah.
She's tagged Spirit of Shankly. Melanie, she's called. She's tagged Spirit of Shankly.
She's tagged his job now as well.
Everyone, but he's going to get sacked, isn't he? Yes, Jack's on now. Is he in the house or is he in the car? I say we fuck him off. I don't even think we had him to the finger. I think we fucked Jack right off. Looks like he's in the car. Don't be fucking joining this from the car, Jack. There he is.
What are you saying, boys?
She's tagged his jogger, seeing that. Yes, listen, fuck him off. Get him out.
Why?
Jack's going on here, man.
What? Lad, I'm not even home yet, you know.
Oh, man. Jump on when you get home.
Yeah, I will do that. I'm just going to scram my tea in that and then I'll fucking jump on.
Go on. Me and John are having a good time here in the John and Josh podcast. You just come on when you get home.
United! United!
Get off. Kane tried to remove him because I'd already removed him, added him back in. Right, yeah. Let me go back on the comments. Yeah, I think... I know she's tagged his job and everything, and I like that. Like I said, I like that, Mel, and I am. Anyone in here who's ever been, like, mates with me will say, even... Like, do you remember that Haz? Remember the Haz guy who does all the sexual tweets? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've read his tweets for a year and just let him go because he stuck up for me once in an argument, and I'm loyal to anyone who sticks up for me, and she stuck up for me once, but I'm not into that, you know. I can't have people... I can't have Liverpool fans tagging other Liverpool fans' businesses to grass them up for hills.
What if they were doing results? What if she knew like a United fans details and done it that way?
I wouldn't like it, but can you blame her? Yeah, like no. I just said there at the start, like if a Liverpool fan does it to a United fan, or a United fan does it to a Liverpool fan.
Do you think you're just trying a bit too hard if you do it to your own fan? Like for everyone to be like, that person is.
Yeah, no, I'm not into it at all. I'm not into grassing anyway. I'd rather just we all just do horrible chants to each other and just all I would rather the whole way and just do Munich gestures to them. And all them just do weird gestures. So it's just, is anyone asked that much, really? It's like,
yeah.
Are you asked if, like, as much as people I've don't want to listen to people say things about Hillsborough, I've been to Anfield
and we're getting beat heavy and seeing our fans, like, doing the wall stuff and that. Yeah. And it's just, you just look at them and just think, oh, you're horrible, but.
Yeah, but like, so if that's I don't know, maybe because I'm not a Scouser, but if I see someone doing the wall, I more just think you're a fucking idiot. I don't like...
Yeah, I just think you're a bit of...
I feel like I'm not that arse about it. We can all agree on singing about the dead is weird. No, it is like... I'll say when I was younger, I definitely did probably mock Munich a lot more. Like, I'm not massive. Like, you probably... Let's just say Sunday, yeah. I probably said a few things on the coach home to my mates, like what I would never say on Twitter or whatever. Do you know what I mean? I just realised my glasses are like incredibly crooked. And these are what I wore in the game. And there was a point when the second goal went in where I took an elbow to the face. And I think look at them. See that one there? Wait, that one. Look how higher up it is than that one.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I feel like, I know what you're saying, agreeing about, singing about the dead's weird. It is weird. And I think, especially if you've got a little bit about you, Joshua. Yeah, I'm not saying nothing, Mike. I never said nothing to anyone. I'm just saying, maybe I said a few ruthless things about anything, about United in general to my friends. But I think that's fine. Like, I don't really tweet a bit. I would never tweet a Munich joke. There's never going to be a video. I promise you now, as long as I live, there'll never be a video of me doing any playing gesture or anything in Old Trafford. Like, just keep it to conversations with your friends. You know what I mean? Them sort of things are conversations with your mates, I think. But yeah, definitely I find it weird that she's grassed on her own. Why would you grass on your own no matter what?
Yeah.
It's not like that video of him doing the aeroplane isn't doing the rounds on Twitter anyway. It's not like someone's not going to grass him up anyway.
So she's going out of her way to look good to me.
Yeah, exactly. To who's she twerking to? United fans?
Yeah, just wants a bit of brownie points, doesn't she?
That's what yous do. That's what Blues do, twerk for United fans. That's what we do. So, you do, but, mate, yous are bad on Sunday. And I know it's like one of them things where you can say... someone said, have you never took... I used to spend my childhood buzzing when United used to lose, and it felt as good as Liverpool winning. But it was never me getting my ass out for whoever they lost to. It was me just buzzing that they lost. Yous, Everton fans literally lick City and United fans' assholes and tweet like overly positive things about City and United. I would never in my life. I just like watching United lose. I like watching Everton lose. If Everton lose to West Ham, I don't start going, Mikel Antonio, can you what a fucking strike if it's scoring two goals? Whereas that's what Hughes lot do. Hughes big up their players because they beat us.
You say Hughes, though. It's not Hughes.
Yeah, no, not you. It's weird. It's annoying because it should be you. You should be the Everton fan.
And I was that Everton fan on Sunday, but not about United. That I was just in a pub with all the lads, and there was like three of us having it off on United one again.
What was it like when he went in the?
Do you know, like it was a let off for three of us. It was a bit moody as well. We had to go.
What was it? A pub with Liverpool fans?
Yeah, it was just full of reds, lad.
And three of you were the only Blues.
Yeah, we were in a bit where it was mostly our mates, so it was Sam. But it was fun. I haven't done that. We don't get the chance to do that anymore. Let's like, just win every game.
No, I can't believe we lost that game. I'm supposed to. This is where Jack should be, so we can chat about the game. I was watching that game in the pub here with my mates.
Yeah.
And I always think like the second half just felt like, to me, like a preseason game. Like, we were just kicking the ball around, John and mates chatting.
That's why.
Oh, you guys bastards. Yeah, they're singing. In the fourth one, they're just going, you guys bastards.
We're from the South End. So
we do that shit. Oh, mate, I think that. What Mike said's right, though. Like, if you're at the ground, yeah, and bear in mind, we've all said bad stuff at the ground. We've all done bad stuff at the ground. We've all called, probably said homophobic remarks, racist remarks a little bit. I just don't think people should be tagging employers, mate. Nah, come on, Green. That is not at all. It's not at all mad at all.
It's not about
one of the best. I reckon top. Let's not say top three of all time, but Barcelona scoring past Chelsea in the Iniesta, yeah, is as big a let off as I have ever done watching Liverpool or supporting Liverpool. Aguero against QPR again, one of the biggest let offs I've ever been part of outside Swansea's ground. And what was the third one that was just in my head then? Villarreal was winning. Was it the winning penalty or did United miss? One of the biggest against Villarreal.
Was it, yeah? But then, and then imagine being in a pub though and your mates are all buzzing.
No, listen, I'm not, I promise you.
I'm saying
about people who like proper like lick their ass on Twitter and that and like big up like players. You know, like, sit, you know what I mean, don't you? I'm not, listen, if I was in the pub and I remember, Lukaku? I remember Martial against Hughes. It went off. I loved it. Like, I'm not criticizing. If you're in the pub with your mates who are all Blues and that goes in, I think you were weird for not going off.
Nah, it was just like we had a little section to ourselves before, so everyone just knew. And it
look at Jamie. Just see people retweet that. Melanie calling people grasses. I've just seen that as well, Jamie, for reporting it to Universal Credit in 2022.
To be fair,
whenever things like this happen, people are so quick to find things, aren't they? Yes, Paddy.
Yeah, to be fair,
Barcelona in the European Cup against United in 09, I went running through some French village in a Barca shirt and some boxes. Now, I don't think it's weird at all to celebrate your rivals conceding. I just think it's weird to, I think Everton fans take it a bit further, where like you will deny this, but maybe you won't deny it because you're probably not that ass, but there's a lot of Everton fans who like, not second team because that's a bit far, but like City because they've stopped us winning things for the last few years. Like, literally like them, not just like them against us, like them.
Mm. I hate watching them, but I'm a secondary City fan, like, the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't mean just like you want them to win the league because we don't win the league. I mean, like, if City play West Ham, I guess that's the same thing because it's all.
You always want them to win, that you do.
I went to Goodison with Luton the other week and let off in the 896 minute. It was superb. Oh, Mike. Yeah, I remember, Mike. I seen your picture. No way. Is that Mike? Yes, Mike. Mike's got my best interest. Mike's a good guy. I like Mike.
We get letters for going to fucking the game of another team to support.
I will. Now I'm fucking banned. I'll start going to all different games. Me, watch. Do you know what I might start doing? Just fucking going to all teams that play at Goodison. That is, I'll always admit, yeah, over the years. I remember the 0-0 derby, was that last season? So we had a barbecue at Louis' cousin Paul's house. I think it might have been last season, and that was the moodiest. Was it 0-0 last season?
Yeah.
And that was like, and we obviously, so we walked, so Louis' cousin lives, not, I'm not obviously going to blow him up, but lives 10-minute walk from Goodison, yeah. And we walked from the ground, and I remember thinking, this is on top, this. I am definitely hated by most Everton fans.
You definitely are, lad, yeah.
But that's just another example of nothing happened. I walked straight through all them little estates and that and everything, straight to his house for a very lovely barbecue, by the way. I can't be asking for any pictures. He did a Chinese barbecue. Oh, the best. Louis Fingers, you know what? Seeing as it's me and you are not one bit interested in football. Scrams and Pablo. Let's get some of his scrams up. Look at the food he does, yeah. He is the fucking... Look at...
Louis or his cousin?
No, his cousin Paul. Homemade Indian.
Indian, yeah.
Hang on. Look at this. Is this a homemade mixed grill?
Nasty, that.
And he makes... Look at that. And he makes serious, serious food.
I'm just like this every 5 seconds here. Nice one.
Let me get the one work. That's the one. This is the one. So we must have played you on the... Was it in August?
September.
Pardon, was it September? This is the fake Chinese we did. Mate, you can't be making that at home. Look at that, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, naughty.
Even though that's a bit pink for me. Oh, that was the one. Yeah, no, this is the same thing. August, lucky he even put fucking duck out for us. That is a serious chef. Scranza Pablo. Yes, Luke Filer. Luke, are we going to talk? Seeing as this is not off topic, we're off topic. This is just me and John doing our... John, why don't we just do this? Let's fuck Jack and Aaron off and go back to John and Jock podcast.
Oh, wow.
And we'll do it live every fucking Tuesday. And we'll just do this. We'll just chat about everything. Luke, what happened to me on Friday, mate? Can you believe... Get this, John, yeah? So...
What was on Friday?
I went out on Friday, now. Get this. Yeah. Hear me out, yeah? Look at this. So, since August, since I got banned, I've drank 7 times, yeah?
Yeah.
Right? Since August, which is, bear in mind, I was a functioning alcoholic, yeah? 7 times since August, unbelievable. So, get this, yeah? Of the six of them 7 times, how has this worked out? Two of them, one was Christmas Day, the other one we went out on the 28th, but I always went on the 28th, yeah? So, then two drinks in 3 days, and then that I drank in January. I drank January 31st, Chelsea at home. I never went to the game, but I drank for Chelsea at home. And then drank 2 days later on the Friday, right? So two drinks in 2 days, yeah? It was my birthday on yesterday. And then, home of all times, did last... So I've not drank again since January. And then ended up drinking on Friday and Sunday. Two times in 2 days again. And I'm 32 now, and I get... Friday was bad. Get this. 10 p.m. I got sent home in a taxi.
10 p.m.
10 p.m. bro.
I'm just like the pub.
Oh, and it's not like I started at 3 p.m. My first bevy was one glass of Prosecco waiting to be picked up at 5 o'clock. 10 p.m. And guess what? Guess what's even funnier, right? I can't put the full thing on Uber because it would have my address on. So me and my manager from work, right? By this, I'll show you why. And this is, I'll tell you what, and we'll just do it. Yeah, Jamie was out with us. This is a little proof finger for all the fucking Muppets who think I am genuinely a sick rat. I'm going to zoom in. So, this is the picture. And let me tell you, this is a new law for me. Because anyone who's got kids in here, yes, RC, anyone who's got kids in here will notice what this is, what I've been sick on here.
Oh, lad, what is
sick
that?
Sick of a baby change. Right. But, hear me out, look. So, you go, next picture after that, yeah? Ready? Hang on. How do I get it nicer? How do I get it so you can see what it is again? Why is it going all shit? What's going on here? Why is the camera going all shit? Right, you ready? Next picture is me clean the baby picture. Look. Sick. Clean. I cleaned it. I asked them for bleach and everything. And the guy even said, you're the first person who's ever cleaned his sick up. Cleaned it all. Why is it not going nice? Look how nice that is.
I'm starting.
9:36.
You're in a pub clean and sick up.
Right, so Yeah, got badly put in a taxi. And guess what happens, right? So me and Dave are outside. Fuck you, Rob. See what I mean? Rob's
funny there. You know,
how can Rob, as a Newcastle fan, be, I mean, unless he's, do Newcastle fans go United? Nah. Or is he twerking for United fans?
Newcastle fans are the worst of the bunch.
Oh, the worst, mate. Get Josh in here to fucking skip, Rob.
See that Jamie's comment there? Was he in the pub with you?
Yeah.
So you're just in a random toilet cleaning sick up and the lads don't know?
No, only Dave knew because we got in. Jamie, did you not know about the sick? So look, how funny is this? Yeah, so watch the order of the pictures. There's Jamie checking his height. And then the next picture after Jamie checking his height is my sick. Hang on. Why is it doing that? My sick. Jamie checking his height. My sick. And then look, clean.
Jamie looks.
And then me in a taxi, or me at home. What time's that? 7:07.
Wow, that's faster.
How big was Jamie? It would be faster, but guess what happened?
What?
So I ordered a taxi.
Get nicked on you.
And it says outside. So me and Dave are, like, walk outside, and we're looking for this taxi. Luke, I never kept the sick side quiet. Everyone knew about the sick. Well, Dave did. Taxi's not outside. So we went to a different boozer after that sick photo. Nah, but yeah, no, the sick is in the New Brighton Hotel. It went. We started earlier. And I wasn't late, but I'd had four bottles of Prosecco by then. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened is we went to the Rock. So we was in the James Abbotton in New Brighton after we'd been to the Lighthouse. And then we went to the Rock Point, and Rock Point don't sell Prosecco. They don't. And Prosecco is my thing. If I just keep drinking Prosecco, I won't be sick. And I got a cocktail in Rock Point. And when we left, the bouncer caught me trying to take it out. And I necked it. And I remember when I necked it, my stomach twisted a little bit. Walked to the boozer across the road. And I knew. And we was at the bar, me and Dave. And I went, I'm going to be sick, you know, anyway. You're going to be sick. I went, yeah. I went to the toilet and spewed. That's when I spewed everywhere. Anyway, orders this taxi because Dave, and I had a bad week last week as well. And Dave's outside getting all emotional, going, Supreme, can't think why I'm using Bennett. Bro, no, honestly, I don't know if you're talking about drug related. Clean, mate. Full clean Friday. Clean Friday, clean Sunday.
You're telling us that you drank four bottles of Prosecco, had a cocktail. Yeah, that's what he means.
And then I get into the thing. Oh, is that what he means? And then I get into the booze. I'm sick everywhere. And then Dave's going, oh, you've needed this drink. You really needed this because I did have a bad week. And then we ordered the taxi. The taxi sits outside. Me and Dave are looking around. Look on my Uber. I'd ordered the taxi. Instead of ordering it from, so we go on the map and it's me, like my little icon there. I click on the, see where the taxi is, and the map shoots to my house. And I'd ordered the taxi from my house to my house. £5. Hang on, let me go on Uber. £4.87 from my house to my house. Imagine his face when he accepted that job.
Stefan, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Because I wasn't there, the job just got cancelled, and it was just £5 for nothing, for waste time. Oh, here he is. Listen, we're talking about my night. Get him back out a sec. Fuck him off a minute. We're talking about my night out. And then, so I got sent home, yeah? And then, can't even tell the rest of the story after when I got home. Never mind, get him back in. Yes, Jack. What are you eating?
Chips, fried rice and curry. I'm starving, you know.
I've got leftover Chinese, me, as soon as we finish this.
Lad, how much was that order yesterday?
Not bad, you know, £32.
Decent, where's that from?
It's called Two Dragons in Wallasey. It's a good one. Listen, when we move April, I want a good deal off you for Virgin.
Me, I'll sort you out, don't worry.
Because as I was clearing it all out today, the last router I had was Virgin, but then the last thing in the house was BT.
Lad, just let me know when you're in, I'll be straight round. Who's your internet with, John? But do we fucking shift in a bit, mate?
And BT, you know, lad.
Send me your address, lad, I'll be round tomorrow. What are we saying then, boys? Have I missed the United chat, mate?
No, obviously not, mate. We've not said a single word about any sort of football except like an Everton fans off. That's it.
I joined a little bit through just to listen if he's been on about it. Gary Neville. Hey, someone's like Ace Ventura, yeah, like this, you know, today.
Who's the kid who's just terrified? Josh only comes to the live chats, mate. He's only here for me. He's not here for fucking John and Jack. You know what I mean?
Who's that? Hey,
he's asking. So Rob on the live chat. I was selling live chat to my mate who said, like, I'm going to join the live chat. And I said, one of the best things about the live chat for me anyway is I'm sat here stoned talking garbage. And sometimes I look at the chat and Rob's a Newcastle fan and they both come in all the time. Rob's a Newcastle fan and Jack's a Sunderland fan. And they just have it out in the chat.
between the two of them?
Oh, mate, they just argue in the chat. And you look in the chat and it's just them two arguing with each other. And then probably once every 3 weeks, because obviously... 90% of live chats, me repeating myself, stone. I'll be going, I used to love Newcastle fans, but then since I've started getting into like Newcastle fans on Twitter and that, they're all knobheads. And then Rob will be like,
saying that.
Well, you can't judge us off, judge the fans off. And then Josh is straight in there going, Newcastle fans on Twitter are exact same as them in real life. They're all fucking
Who's classes them? What, when you only say Mackhams, which ones are Mackhams?
Mackhams are Sunderland fans, and they're the same ones. And then
why have Newcastle ones always got the top off? So I can't wear
I don't, and they're all, I think it's the thing, isn't it? Like, they always just
they're just immune to the cold.
Yeah.
They're just
immune to it. Well, it used to be quite funny because it'd be the fat ones, but now it'll just be regular lads, just no top on. Do you go to the game in the top and take it off, or do you just go with, is it just like seven lads on the coach with no tops on?
Hey, have you seen that Portsmouth fan, that one who walked around with no top on, got all the and that? He's
mad. Do you remember the Portsmouth fan who ended up getting banned in the end for being like a little sexual deviant? The one who, with a hat and the tattoos and everything?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
What do you mean, I think?
What do you mean, him?
What I mean, yeah.
Oh, mate, do you know Jed off Twitter?
Yeah.
Jed met him and hugged him and said, he said to this day, still never smell any smell like the one came off him.
Horrible laugh.
The worst of all time.
Mate, he's out his head 24/7, isn't he?
They had a bad away in them.
Portsmouth. I went to Portsmouth away, midweek when I was about 17. And he's meant to fucking stink him. There you go. James has just got back to the chat about 2 minutes before us. So as I'm telling that story, he's actually Mr. Portsmouth. Yeah, he changed his name, didn't he, Mike? He actually changed his name to Mr. fucking Portsmouth.
I watched him lead a conga around their end at Goodison.
About
25 of them.
One of my worst aways was we drew. Did we draw? And it pissed it down, and it was the season before they put the roof on the away end. Jack, I can't believe you've got an ear with your work clothes on, so everyone knows who you work for.
Bro, literally, do you know what, though? I was fucking racing home. I committed to it this week, though, didn't I? So I said I'll be on, I just...
Everyone who's in
here... One surgeon, by the way, just fucking shout me. Literally.
just use promo code We're Off Topic
and literally.
Listen, we're all bro. John, how are you feeling about Forest? Go on, let's go into this then. Go on, John, how are you feeling about Forest deduction?
I'm just a bit confused by it, me. Like, I seen like their farm was almost double ours and they got two less points off. So how's that work out?
Well, John, did you watch Sticks of Football? The last one that did the fan debate, they were going through it, you know.
Yeah.
Who's the Everton fan who goes on there? Is it Gary?
Baz is a fucking... Why does that Baz, right?
I think he's pretty good.
No, he's not, mate. He's a fucking helmet in, bro. He's a fucking muppet. You're not into him? There's no way John likes Baz. You like Baz,
he
holds
his shit. No, listen, he's a muppet.
He acts like, because he probably has Carragher's number and sports him five times.
Yeah,
he's the best mate in the world ever. He's a fucking muppet.
And he chimes in on everyone's subject.
Everyone knows, mate.
Make like a little joke, and I just think, Luton, they are of it, lad.
Luton will have an argument. The Luton fan will have an argument. Why is that funky going up? Luton fan will have an argument with the fucking Sheffield United fan about going down, and Baz will say something about Everton that it's just completely off the conversation. And I love Stick to Football, I love the fan debate. The Man City fan on that fucking Stick to Football was the biggest fucking muppet of all time. Ever.
Yeah,
ever. I'd fight him.
See that?
If I ever see him, I'll have him fight, mate. He's the biggest fucking muppet of all time.
He's a sausage.
I remember when.
Supreme, you're wrong though. You know, bro. Everton did accept it.
That's exactly what everyone was saying when we were going through. But that is what people are saying now about Forest. So I don't know.
Oh, are they?
Well, did we say it? Go on.
They've agreed, haven't they? So they're not going to appeal, and like they've just sorted.
It's like if you go like guilty in court and that.
Yeah. But they were saying though that they're going to use like Everton sort of like banners like a basic guideline of what not to. So because they've got reduced 6 points, they're going to use that now as a guideline of basically. I don't think you'll see a 9 point ban again, really.
Everton's 10 points Premier League have admitted that it was ridiculous because they've give you four back. But yeah, the 10, you can just disregard the 10, but I don't really. Maybe then if you had got 10 and then got six back, everyone would be up in arms. I don't know. Really.
On Sky, Everton's was 19.5 and theirs is 35 millions. This is, and they've got
Maybe what you're saying makes sense, where they're just saying, we won't appeal it, won't do nothing, give us four, we'll accept that.
Can we take that? Are we allowed to accept that, though? Like, if we go, there's the numbers, so how are they getting less than us?
Yeah, but is it theirs purely to do with
it's just transfers, isn't it?
Yeah, but they bid for Brendan Johnson, didn't they? And basically they offered like so much money, but because it went under the threshold, they got him for 15 million cheaper because it went past the cut-off date. That's why they've been done, isn't it? So when Forest has been done. So when he sold Brendan Johnson, to Spurs, they held out. They got offered like a certain amount of money.
I've seen that with the Atletico Madrid thing. Atletico Madrid offered them 50 million. And they said, 60. Atletico Madrid offered them 60 million euros. And they said, we want 75. And then ended up selling him for 47. Fucking 2-3 years.
But I think Spurs bid for him as well, didn't they? But they bid like sort of like 30 or 25 million. But they held out. Essentially, they've got more money.
What's PSR? Just a quick one. What's PSR, Green?
I think that's the profit and loss thing.
Yeah, it is.
Sustainability, something.
Rules.
That's it, yeah.
Now, I think
something to do with not necessarily just like the transfers. Because we're saying on Everton's one that when they sold, who did you sell? Digne, Luka Digne, that was it. You sold Luka Digne. And someone said, I think it was that guy from the, what's he called, from the Athletic? Ornstein, that's him. He was basically saying that you shouldn't have signed. Who's that left back you signed? You
got Mikhailenko and Patterson for the same price.
Yeah. And he's basically saying that if you didn't spend that money, that you wouldn't have been done. But they seem to reckon that was not to do. Mate, that six of football gives you a better insight into it.
I think six of football is good because you get Carragher who's like clued up about actual football. Neville, who just seems to be like some like sort of on like borderline like fucking Asperger's on like genuine football behind the scenes, you know what I mean? Ian who's just sick, and then I love Ian Wright, mate. Ian Wright is the only, what do you mean, nah?
I don't like him, man. He's weird.
No, I like him because obviously you need to have a black person nowadays to tick a box. He also ticks a box, but his sound, whereas like Micah Richards is the worst.
Oh yeah, of course he is sound, but he just comes
person
out
of all time. I like Ian Wright. I like Ian Wright more since I watched the Paul Merson and Jeff Stelling podcast on YouTube, where Paul Merson's just like, Ian Wright is one of the biggest lunatics of all time. Is this why you're on this, Woos? Fuck off, you little bald cunt. No, that's not why I'm on this.
The Everton one, the case is like the first 3 days next week, it's in court. So,
is it possible you could get more points?
Yeah, they're probably going to get
two more.
Aren't they?
I imagine they get
four
more points.
I think it'll be max two, but I don't reckon
we'll
get any.
Saying, yeah.
I reckon we'll get none.
Why is Ornstein a crab, Rob? Is that because he always reports on your fucking owners, robbing everyone and doing all mad shit?
Hey, Wiggs, what about me? Are you getting a promotion to the England squad after you saying with Bobbins?
Oh, it's dog shit, mate.
Oh, mate, he
other than him scoring that goal against Wolves, never seen him have a good game. He's had a good game. Name me one good game.
No, I'm not having it, lads. You obviously
one good game. Him. Name me one good standout game he's had.
Sunday, lad, he absolutely terrified you.
Are you taking the fucking piss out of me? Are you saying he had a good game or something? Are you saying he had a good game on Sunday?
John, listen, let's just keep it here now. You watch him on Sunday, mate. He ran that midfield for it.
What fucking midfield did he run, Mick? You got terrorised for 110 minutes of an 120-minute game. What are you talking about?
First 30 minutes, we were a miles better team. You got a period in
front. No, you was. No, I agree. I agree, yeah. Just 30 minutes, you were the better team.
He changed. He thought he'd won it by 75 minutes, and we got a lucky goal, and the next time it was just us.
Fuck off! Are you fucking taking?
Lad, you know I'm not by his family.
That's not how the game went. That is not how the game went, mate.
Well, go on. You tell me how you reckon it went then.
Right. So the game went first half an hour. Yous were all over us, yeah. And then as fucking per usual, yeah. As soon as we start coming onto you, you shit the bed. Bear in mind, I've spent my childhood watching us shit the bed against you. I spent the first 20 years of my existence watching that game from the opposite way around, from us starting quite well with a crowd, yeah, until yous come on to us, and then, what's he saying? Yous come on to us, and then we shit ourselves and go into our shell. That's what happened. You shit yourself, went into your shell. Them two goals just before
I agree.
Bang on goals that were ever going to happen, right, yeah. So, we go 2-1 up, and the second half, probably, maybe, I don't know if it was a tactic from you or whatever, but the second half picks off and it was so comfortable for us that Klopp started making like comfortable, relaxed subs. The players
awful subs, bro.
Oh, terrible subs. I've never seen Klopp.
When you're 11-1 in aggregate on Thursday and then takes him off in 75 minutes. What even is that about?
I'll never understand the way the Klopp managed that game, the subs he made, the sort of like, but then again, it felt like that watching the game in the pub. It felt like,
to the fans, in your face, you know,
it felt like it was like a foregone conclusion that we were going to win the game.
We might get another chance here, but I mean, didn't expect it to come the way it did, that goal. But then,
Why was we attacking you relentlessly at 2-1 up? Worst bit was as well. So I said to my mate, I said, like, why are we just like going at them and going at them and going at them when they're sat back defending a 2-1 loss? And he went, I tell you what, this will come back to bite us. That's what Louis said, this will come back to bite us. And it fucking did. And when you scored, I couldn't even see it coming from anywhere. And then extra time, first 10 minutes of extra time was a bit like dodgy. And then Elliot scores and you just think, oh, we'll win this 3 or 4-2.
Nunes,
mate. What was he doing there?
But listen, I'm not even funny. You were dead on your feet in that second half. I know that goal, you got a goal, but not like you had any other chances other than that second half extra time. As soon as you got a goal, Rashford, I thought we're definitely going to get over there.
No way, mate. I thought penalties and we'll just knock them out on penalties.
We had two defenders at the back. I know. There's a couple of times actually where you actually broke and there's four against two, and they just.
Oh, the Gakpo one. The one where Gakpo's running through. You've got two men back. He has three passes on, and somehow he fucks it up again.
Are we rating him, boys? Are we rating Gakpo here?
I've watched that back today. The runs are proper shit, you know.
Yeah.
Which ones?
You know, in that attack, Gakpo, he doesn't do that much wrong, you know.
Are you wrong?
I'm not.
I like Gakpo's one.
Really I watched it today and just thought, what else was he meant to do there? That was his pass out wide. The runs were shit, honestly, on that little fast.
What, from all of them, though, you mean?
Yeah, all of them. No one really does anything.
That's what I meant.
Honest?
I thought they were all fingy, but okay, don't
use it. Use it a mad team, you know.
Oh, lad, we're shocking out.
You know, first half, how many times did Liverpool's midfielder get it in your half on, like, the semicircle, and he had 50 yards to run into.
That's what I was about to say then.
Hang on, though, but you've got this kid, haven't you, who plays in midfield, who runs the show.
That's what I was going to say. What does he do?
Oh, he does nothing, mate. He's fucking dog shit. That's what he does, mate. He's a terrible player.
Away from the ball, he needs someone, but he needs a Casemiro next to him, doesn't he? But an older Casemiro, younger Casemiro.
This kid now, who England have shoehorned in so they can get the cap for England just in case, will at best be at somewhere like West Ham in 3 years. He's done shit more.
God, lad, what are you on about?
I've got a question for Jack. Do you reckon Kobe Mayner is better than Curtis Jones?
Probably, because Curtis Jones ain't up to much either.
I think fucking Curtis Jones is absolute dog shit.
Fully agreed, mate. This is the only thing me and Jack are going to agree on all shit. Podcasts.
So is your kid.
Dog shit. But you love overrating some kid out of the fucking...
He looks a proper nice, tidy player, this Mainu, but like he hasn't done anything else yet. Calm down.
Lewis Miley, who the fuck just said that?
Who's Lewis Miley? I got to Lewis Miley.
Newcastle sentiment.
Hang on. Mike, I love Gakpo, and I think he's a serious player. I just think he had a really bad game, and I do think he's a bit mentally weak, but he's a good player. It's a fact.
What, do you rate him, Gakpo?
Yeah, I think he's a fucking brilliant player. What?
You just come out with something bad. Like, I just don't understand how. Like, it's just from you, I find out you don't rate Jota at all, but you rate Gakpo.
I can't come to that conclusion.
I've watched a lot of you this season, mate.
Well, you think Jota's a good player? You tell me one other than the goals he scores. Tell me a game where Jota has done anything with his goal.
But I never seen Gakpo do anything though.
He beat you 7-0 last year. He probably got man of the match.
Oh, fucking hell, lad. Any of you could have got man of the match. So
anyone could have got man of the match. He probably got man of the match.
Yeah, fair enough, mate.
That kid's not up to much. Can we just comment on the fact that you've got an Argentinian fucking winger who thinks Ronaldo's better than Messi, mate? What is this kid up to?
I'm sure he rechanged his post, didn't he? Didn't he post a goal about him?
I hate him, bro. Of all the kids you've had come through, I hate him.
Why he did not stop running him on Sunday? Did not stop.
No, he didn't stop running.
I think he'll end up getting snapped up by Madrid very soon, but I think he will be a good player.
You think Real Madrid are going to buy Garnacho?
I think they'll end up snapping him up, yeah.
I can promise you, mate, you don't need to worry about Real Madrid taking Garnacho off your hands.
Do you know what, actually? I don't even know why I said that. The fucking signing Mbappe, they've got Rodrigo and that, they obviously don't need him. But I could just see, I think he'll eventually will go to a Spanish club, because that's where he started, isn't it? And I think that's where they all end up, don't they?
Yeah, honestly, mate.
Barcelona, something like that. Could even fucking. They're shit all now, aren't
they? Yeah, maybe he stinks of Seville, season long loan, and then ends up playing for Frankfurt or something. Honestly, bro, I promise you, mate. You do not need to worry about anyone snatching him up. He's fucking terrible.
You just described like Eric Lamella or something there.
Yeah, I like Eric Lamella.
Bad player.
You know, he's better than fucking Gakpo, anyway.
Get that off the screen because Stuart Downing's a shit Stuart Downing, mate.
Slated on Southgate.
What would you do, Jack, if you've got Gareth Southgate?
Do you know what, right? Hey, so I always fucking...
You'd be made up, England fan.
Yeah, I am an England
fan. Oh, yeah, Jack's a big England fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. But majority of my lot fucking hate him. And I just fucking... I don't even think he's that bad of a manager, mate.
Ken, do not put Mike's comment on the thing, please.
Oh, everyone's fucking jumping onto him about the innocent things. So I haven't been playing up to me. I'll get him on today, mate.
Would you like Southgate, Jack?
No, would I fuck, bro? Would I fuck? Not, mate, you've got to think, what's he ever done at club football?
Yeah, he took a decent Middlesbrough side down, not a bad Middlesbrough. He took a decent Middlebrough side down, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stefan says, him or Dans. Who are we talking about here? Who are Dans? Miano. How do you pronounce his name? Maybe.
Is he that one?
He's talking about Gakpo.
Obviously, Gakpo over Dan, Stefan, man. What are you talking about?
Funny how Kane's face just keeps going on and going off. That's what
with his nice trim as well. Look at his trim, everyone. Look at
these. Get it on, lads.
That's a trim, that, you know.
Mate, people are proper confused and me just popping my head in and out.
I like it. How'd you blow your background as well? Actually, I like my background. Yeah, who's a crab? Cord is a crab. He's not a crab, mate. Is this Jack Neff? Is that Jack Neff, the United fan? Or is that someone else? I think he's a United fan, you know, and I like him. He's from like Sheffield. He's our producer, Mike. And he's a good producer.
He's on to it.
Right, listen, we need to get back onto the agenda, even though this has been the least.
Where are you even up to? I'm not even seeing this agenda, me, you know. Let me just get it up rapid.
Here he is. Let's start at 9 o'clock for Jack, and he comes on at 9:30.
Let's have a hard finish at 10 and at 21:52. Jack's like, what's agenda? Let me just get this agenda.
Let's have a look at it. Hang on. Well, where are we up to? Just bring me up to speed. Hey, at least I turned up on that the other Cunningham.
I'll bring him up to speed. We spoke about nothing. me and John have been speaking about just like my beard. The pub. Literally nothing.
Good game of footy that the other day, though.
United, I said, so yeah, me and nearly called him by his first name again. Then me and round the bench said when we was leaving the pub, what a proper FA Cup tie that was.
Where did you watch it, Woods?
Pardon?
Where did you watch it? Liverpool.
Just a boozer in Liverpool. Birthday, wasn't it? So we had a what's it called? Hang on, I'll send you the picture of the boozer.
Yeah, they had a bottomless brunch.
We had a bottomless brunch.
Alchemist
11
a.m.
and
then just watched it in the boozer.
The I just boss seeing footy like that. Two good teams.
I loved it. That is a proper epic up tie. If you was watching that as a non-Liverpool fan, you'd love it.
Lad, do you know what's annoying? City are obviously the best team because they just control stuff and it's boring as anything.
Yeah, boring. What Gary Neville says about what Gary Neville says about City games is true. They're like almost too good.
It's just shit to watch, honestly. Sometimes you can enjoy little bits they do where it's nice footy, but otherwise it just kills you watching it.
Jack, I've sent you a picture of the boozer, but I'm not sure what that boozer's called.
Hey, here's one for you. If you could pick three top FA Cup ties now, like the best FA Cup ties, what would your top three be?
Of all time?
Yeah. FA Cup ties. You can include a final in it as well.
That 4-3 will be up there. The West Ham Liverpool game, the 3-3.
Where am I, me? Your man.
Funny.
Next one was Everton Liverpool, Dan Gosling, last minute.
No, but it was a 2-1 the next time I was there at that game.
Heavy game, lad.
Sad one.
I was just about to say, was it League Cup or FA Cup at Wembley when Carroll scored against Everton?
I bet.
Wow, yeah. Mint on
that was a good one. I always maintained this. We walked to the tube station. Yeah, we got the tube from Wembley to somewhere to get the connecting tube to Victoria Station. Yeah, no, to Aldgate where my auntie lived. And we was there. These Everton fans were arguing with these Liverpool fans, and an Everton fan smacked a Liverpool fan and put him to sleep. He fell off the platform. Leap onto the tube track.
So what score did that game finish? 2-1. That's 2-2. Extra time. Come on.
How? Oh, with a goal, with a smack.
Yeah.
The boy was asleep. People had to jump down onto the tube track and drag him off it. It was like Cockney or some like maybe like around the Cockney area. Liverpool fans arguing with Scouse Liverpool fans, Scouse Everton fans, and then Scouse just smacked him. That was a good one. That was a good one. That's when the song came out. That was a good one. I reckon the 3-3 with West Ham.
2009 FA Cup finals, that the Everton one, or were we 2008?
You were 2008. I think you were 2008.
Who's Rob Scott?
Newcastle.
What's he on about then, him?
Hang on.
Do you know what? Off the top of my head here now, I can't even think of some fucking proper good cup ties here.
2009, final Everton got beat by fucking Chelsea. Why is that the best one?
2009? What was 2009?
When we got beat by Chelsea.
Or was it 2009?
That was that Drogba.
Yeah.
Was you there, John?
Yeah.
How old would you have been?
How old? 12, innit?
12.
We beat United on pens in a semi. Remember that, Jack?
Oh, 9?
Yeah.
We got beat the year before in the semis by Portsmouth, Kushak brought, who was it? I mean, Barros actually down. And one of our defenders had to go in net. Who was it? Might have been. And that's the year we should have won the treble, that, because we won the Champions League. And
I remember that.
Portsmouth won it, didn't it, that year? One of
I remember the. Do you remember the Chelsea? Do you remember the Everton United semi-final when Marshall scores?
Oh yeah,
I made a vine, my only ever viral vine, which was the Hello, my faith. Only love can hurt like this. And you still get shoes now. I still see people tweeting that where the Everton fans are all by the barrier and the fat guy just goes. Do you know what I mean? Have you seen the video?
Did you go to that, John?
Yeah, lad. I've been to all the Wembley ones.
One goes to all, mate.
Yeah.
How old are you now, John? 27?
26.
I'm not taking, honestly, all jokes aside, like, at what age do you reckon you'll see him win a trophy? Like, I'm not, like, seriously.
About 42.
Do you reckon you'll get to your 40s and I've not seen one?
Yeah. Nah, you could get the Papa John's trophy, lad, when you get the
next year. When they get another 4 points.
Yeah.
Beating Plymouth. Plymouth in the Papa John's final.
Going nowhere.
Bolton were there
not
like last year, weren't they?
I've been 3 times.
Yeah, Bolton won it last year.
Yeah, but M versus Portsmouth with it.
Canu's goal was good. I've been to all the Wembley ones, all two of them.
Three.
Have you lost all three?
No. Beating Iceland on pens.
Oh, yeah. So then four.
No. Liverpool. Oh, fucking hell. Liverpool as well. I've been 4 times, Mike. Fuck off.
And lost three?
Yeah.
Right, listen. Let's try and get some. Sort of, put the City Newcastle.
My old mate, Mike Casey, go the game.
Yes, he does.
Can't leave him to it then.
All went away.
Oh, you're about to give it them, aren't you, John?
Yeah.
And he drinks Prosecco as well.
One of the boys, then.
He's one of the boys. He is one of the boys. This is, I'll be honest, he's one of the boys. Right, listen, we'll get on to, let's move off. I think it's been all right. We'll go on. We've done the Forest deduction.
No one's asked about that game, lad. Weird.
No one's asked. Harry's not even here.
He's a rough
one. We'll end it. We've got a couple of minutes left. Let's do. Did any of you two, as being avid gamblers, win anything on Cheltenham? And did anybody in the chat win anything on Cheltenham? Because I had one bet on Cheltenham.
Did you win?
Do you want to see me bet?
Go on.
It was four horses each way, and I don't know where they finished, but every one of them came up red. On the bet.
But it shows Envoy Allen there. He's like 15 on his last legs.
Hang on. Let's have a look. All bets.
You have any winners, John?
Yeah, lad, yeah.
Did you?
I done a little anti-post one.
Did you?
Couple of weeks before it, Josh will call me in trouble.
What's an anti-port? I don't know what that means.
Listen to this. I had a 50 quid fourfold on.
Here we go.
But you know Ballyburn, the one that proper pissed his knees. Lad, I put it on the Tuesday and it raised Wednesday, so that got voided. So it was a treble. And if that would, he pissed it obviously. If I had that, it would have been like 1,200 quid.
Wow, what did you say anyway? About 400.
590.
Oh, standard, bro.
Yeah.
I had here, look. That's my bet.
That's how he ends it.
I had Stormheart. Stormheart at the half one.
Ooh.
Where did Stormheart finish?
Oh, about sixth or something.
I had Petit Tonnerre.
No way, lad.
And then I had Johnny Who.
No way.
And Monkfish.
No way.
Monkfish is an old
That was my fourfold.
Been around for years, Monkfish.
Yeah, get this. So, for the first time, I reckon in 7 years, I put £10 on a bet. As soon as United went 1-0 up, I put 10 quid on Liverpool to beat United.
Yeah, see, I can't believe you cashed it out, though, lad.
Cashed it out, 17 quid.
Oh, fuck you.
Did you win money there, John?
Yeah, £5.90.
From what?
50 quid.
What was it, 13p? Fuck off, Stefan, you, mate. Listen, everyone mocks my little amounts. But I'm up over.
Hey, Woogs, how much is sat in the account now?
£17.16p.
Yeah, man. Not deposited either for a bit.
£5 all year I've deposited.
Oh, go on, bro.
Yeah, so people need to start.
In fact, you know what? I'm going to get on to see when's next UFC now, 2 weeks.
Did you see my bet this weekend?
Nah.
So, listen to this. Hang on. I've just been looking at it then on my history. Hang on. Watch this. I bad this. I hope it dies me for this. Can I say that on YouTube?
Yeah, of course you can, mate.
Who?
Hang on. George Ives, right?
Oh,
yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ninefold. Yeah. 25p would have returned £111. I had and it was 70. The part of the accumulator was 17-1. George Ives to go the distance. Have you seen the fight? Stopped him 8 seconds left in the 10th round. Final round, 8 seconds left. Stops him.
Cash Alley there. Remember when he bit David Price?
Bit David Price.
Why did you do that bet, lad? Why would he not?
What do you mean? Why make history makes sense? Why would that not be the case?
I don't know, George.
Oh, are you asking why I thought it would? Why I thought because George Joyce can't punch and he punches slow. Cash Alley's never been stopped and he's slow. I just expected it to just be. Just a terrible fight between two time levels.
At least fought anyone on TV. It must have been that David Price
one. I think it was the David Price one. Yeah, I think that was the last one.
17.
I just expected it to be two proper bad heavyweights.
Cash Alley, lumbering
through India. You look like Jojo used to be.
Me. Yeah. That's a walk in the black. You ain't got a beard.
That's just your face, isn't it?
No, it's not. I even put Nathan Heaney. Because I wasn't quite convinced he was going to win. Bear in mind, he was like a 1 to 17 favourite. I put him just to go the distance because I didn't think he'd win. And he went the distance. And it was just George Joyce with 8 seconds left for another famous one.
Next UFC now. Fucking Rolls this weekend, but I don't think...
You going to Rolls?
No, Rolls in the Fingy Rebus this weekend, isn't it?
All right, yeah.
So
is it Fingy this weekend as well? I'm sure I've seen posters for it this weekend. Eddie Hearn won the what's he called?
Let me get it up here, bro.
What's this week, you know?
What's happening with that Ryan Garcia, by the way?
Let's talk about that, but let me just nip for a wee. You two just hold this on for
Dalton Smith,
is that not this weekend?
Dalton Smith is a feeder. Yeah, it is, you know. It's on the Friday. Yeah, he's losing Ryan Smith, isn't it? You see, and Ryan Smith, Ryan Garcia, the Bohemian Grove.
Hang on, boys.
Fingies, I didn't even realize that was a real place, me, you know, Bohemian Grove. It's actually a legit place, isn't it?
I don't know nothing about it, really, but...
Okay, what have you got for us?
Yeah,
I'll just jump on whilst he's out. If John doesn't know about Bohemian Grove, I'll chat some shit about it.
You definitely know all about Bohemian Grove, have you?
Oh, mate, we're deep in lockdown. I was too deep into that Bohemian Grove shit.
Talk us through it, bro. What is Bohemian Grove other than a fucking sanctuary for rich people?
So basically, however many years ago, Alex Jones went and discovered in some field in fucking California or somewhere. that a load of rich people, bankers, politicians, MPs, go worship an owl god and do sort of sacrifices, but they're not real sacrifices. I thought he was going to remove me then for fucking chatting shit about Bohemian Grove, because it's fair enough. And basically Ryan Garcia has been coming out saying that he's been there, he's seen it all. But he's kind of, I think he's basically just gone down the same rabbit hole every stoner goes down. At some point,
I was just going to say to you that all of a sudden, Ryan Garcia has smoked a lot of weed, right?
Yeah.
Like copious amounts of weed, and is now just talking absolute garbage. No, don't come off, Kane, get the foot back on. And he's now just talking absolute garbage, mate. And also, when he says all he does is smoke weed and drink, go and watch him on Early Hawaii show, mate. It is the most bang on Charlie of all time, without doubt. Please don't even let him insult me. By telling me,
well, he's Delahoy's Charlie
Head, Charlie Head, mate. He's sat there twitching, he's licking his lips, he's got the driest mouth of all time. He is fucked.
Sounds like me on a bed.
He said he got raped.
Yeah, he did say he got raped as a kid, and he can prove it. He says, 2 years old, he says, he can remember it, and he can prove it. He's fucked. And you know what? The worst thing that could have happened for that fight is De La Hoya moving it from Vegas to New York, because New York is known for having the most stringent and strict medical things of all time.
Where is it? Where are they fighting?
Barclays, New York.
It's made me like less interested in the fight, though, because I just
the first couple of weeks of him doing it, I felt like he was selling it well.
Yeah, making
me into it, but now I just think he's going to get killed.
Has
anyone seen it's Eubank Crawford's pretty much done? I know it was all being that sound about it, but today's saying pretty much done, isn't it?
Eddie Hearn said on IFL there's a 0% chance it happens, so I hope it happens just to fucking tell him to shut up.
And fuck it. Well, I got said it before saying it. Well, to be fair, do you know what? It's just one of these fucking kind of boxing pages on Twitter, so you never know what to believe, do you? But
hang on, boo.
I won't mind seeing that fight. You know, I won't mind seeing. In fact, actually, that is one fight I would definitely fucking stay up for.
What, Crawford Eubank?
Crawford Eubank. Oh, mate.
Eubank's a cab.
Oh, Eubank's shit, mate. Crawford's terrible. Why would you want to stay up for that?
Nah, I think that'd be a decent fight, you know. I think obviously Crawford smokes him, but he's still got to go up 2 weights again, hasn't it?
Safe.
To fight him. So,
what, the same trainer?
Say again.
You've got the same trainer. Womack trains them both.
Womack does train them both, doesn't he?
Fucking he does. What the fuck's all that about? Have you seen him yet? Have you seen?
It's got to be Macker, hasn't it?
Have you seen Costa Zoo? Not Costa Zoo. Tim Zoo.
Tim Zoo.
Furman's
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
Furman's pulled out, hasn't
he? He's pulled out.
He's pulled out. It's that other guy, that, you know, that big, that tall guy, that Fundora.
The thing is, now though, now he's, you know, I was thinking, now he's definitely pulled out. Crawford's probably going to have to just fight him, innit?
Yeah,
I think Crawford's probably thinking, can't really be arse fighting him.
Oppenheimer was a member. What does that mean? Oh, Oppenheimer was a member of...
Of the Bohemian Grove.
Oh, I can tell, by the way, Supreme's replying to these. These are fucking conspiracy theories, and I like Supreme as well. Right, listen, we're gone over now, and we need a heart. We've gone on to fucking Bohemian, whatever it's called, and we've gone on to boxing. Let's end this right now. Jack, nice one for showing up for 10 minutes. Me and John held the fort.
Are we staying on after this?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, stay
on. Oh, right, yeah. When I click end stream, we'll go into a little lobby where we can all just skip.
Yeah, we'll all just fucking slag you off.
Smoke about it.
Slag everyone off in the chat. That's your mind.
Right, lads, yeah. Right, listen, this has been We're Off. Can we call this We're Off Topic? This has been, we're going to call this We're Off Topic Extra Credit. This is not episode 2.
Encore.
We're back next week, but hear me out on this one. We are just sort of limping over. There's a lot of changes in everyone's life happening in April. And we're just sort of limping over the line, getting the episodes out for you all. And then in April, we're going to go with a regular time every single week. We're going to hit it hard. And this podcast, by Christmas, is adding the live chat. By Christmas, I want to do a live work off topic to a minimum of 30 people.
Yeah.
That's the game. That's the aim. Right, we're going because I need to get off and I want to eat my leftovers.
Don't forget anyone needs any virgins, shout man.
See you later, everyone. I'm ending it. It's done.